Okay, we start. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I want to point out to you before we begin that there are four machlokes in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua. They're all related, and they're all on just on your Beis Amid Aleph and Gimel Amid Aleph. So really, before tomorrow at least, you should be familiar with the variations in the machlokes that they have. Until now, we were talking about situations where the man says that's a pesuach, and the woman says that I was a pesula. That was the case in all the arguments that we had until now. Now, for the next two mishnas, or actually the next three mishnas, we have cases where they're arguing about what happened. And the question is, who to believe? So the first case, Hanaytei Esa Isha V'lai Masala V'sulim, Yai Meres Mishra Stani Nanasi. They're fighting now over the Ksuba. She says, I was Nanasi after Erisim, and it's Taklas Tadeyu, and it's your tough luck. V'lai Mer, like Yalachalei Achalei Erasti, V'lai Yemeki Mekachtos. What is he saying? It's a Mekachtos and what? What's he saying? Are you making Mekatos? But that was the Gemara on Yudalf on the base that we had the charge once upon a time on the board. Right? The Machlokes is Mekatos Legami Mashra. Rabbi Rav Sheshet had an argument. Is he asking Mekatos Legami Mashra? He's saying, I don't want to give a penny. Or is he saying that I would like to give only 100 because of because you're a bula. So what's the din? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a menes. Rabbi Shua, I'm a lehi piano chayim. How are you doing? The cheskes pula, shalai tisareis, the tisei, and shetavi rao de bura. So we have here, let me think, we're talking about his word against her word. It's not even his word against her word, because he doesn't know. He's only saying maybe. So she's saying, so what's the need idea? The need is, do we trust her? The whole need. The woman comes in, she makes this claim, do we trust her or don't we trust her? Gamliel says we trust her, and Rabbi Shua says we don't trust her. That's the whole machlokes. So Rashi says that Nehavamina, the machlokes is Bari B'Shem Bari Yadis. What we're going to do is we're going to learn the Sugya Bari B'Shem as it applies in Lavdav Katawa Mishnah, which is the first piece of Gemara. And then tomorrow, we'll finish the Sugya by going through the way it applies to the Mishnah and the Gemara Sutra. Let's learn the Machlokes of Bari V'Sheva. Bari V'Sheva is not a Machlokes by Ksuba. The Machlokes in the Ul Chayshu Mishnah. One person says Bari, one person says Sheva. Okay, that's the case. Now you have to know, as we'll see, that the whole Machlokes of Bari V'Sheva, Bari Adif or not, is if you could be Mighty Mammon with a Bari. If I say you owe me money, I'm sure, and you're not sure. So that's the case of Bari V'Shema, it is a Machlokes Bari Yadav or not Bari Yadav. That's the whole case when you're Mighty Mammon. If you're not Mighty Mammon, if you're a Muzik, there's no question the Bari wins. The whole Machlokes of Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav or not Bari Yadav is only a Machlokes to be Mighty Mammon. And that's the case that we're going to learn now. And that's the Aleph Beis. There's no arguing over that, that a Muzik who's a Bari certainly doesn't have to pay to a Tadeo or a Shema. That does not have any. So let's see the Gemara. We'll try to see how we understand the two tzadim. A Bari v'Shema, it's Bari Yadav, a Bari Yadav. It's not. Manali biyadcha, v'alayim or any day. Very easy case. It could come up in yeshiva any day. The person goes over to someone else and says, you owe me money. The other person says, any day. That's annoying, it. That's annoying. If someone comes over to you, a strange person comes over to you and says, you owe him $100, you'll deny it. You'll say, I have no habit, I owe you money. And the idea means it's possible. It could be a forgot. So if Yehuda Rafana Amichayim, it's Nachman Rav Yechon Amichayim. Why? So if Nachman Rafana Rav Yehuda Amichayim Bar Yishama Bar Yadif, and Nachman Yechon Amichayim Uki Mamayim Bechet Kuzman. Which side is daven and which tzad needs explanation. Which tzad, there's no such gemara, what would you say? Anytime you learn a machlokes like this, you have to think which tzad is the svara and which tzad is the one that we need to understand. What would you say? If somebody comes up to you and says, I yomi man. And the person says, I don't know. So what would you say in Pashtos? That makes him chavero of a raya. Don't you say? No, bari v'shema. In other words, bari v'shema, you would say that shema, the la bari. They're equal, right? You ever agree with that? In American law, what do you think? Someone says, yomi man, and he says, I don't know. The Sabbath, Bar Vishema? What was asking? So everyone agrees that it's far of Bar Vishema should be Bar Bar Yada. Alright, now if they ask you, why, what's Shad and Bar Yada? Why should the Bari win? What's the Hezber in Bar Yada? It was asked at Rabbi Yehuda Rav Hanan. They say Bar Yada, why in the world someone win with a tiny bar. Why is the bar win? Because
the bar is
the bar is mevara. The bar is mevara suffix. The other person is suffix. My bar should be mevara. Teshua learns Shad and Bari Vishama Bari Yadin is that we assume Ein Adam Teveya Elen Ken Yeshlai. Person comes, he's a Cheskes Adam Kasher. I thought it was someone who's a convicted crook. An Adam Kasher. We assume that an Adam Kasher who makes the statement that he's telling the truth. In other words, the Tziya itself is Mevar that it's true. Ein Adam Teveya Elen Ken Yeshlai. Now, if the other person says, I'm a bari, I don't owe you money, so then you have one against one, so there's no there. But if the Teveya is bari, if he says, I'm sure, and the Nitva says, I'm not sure, so it's Nevara to us, it appears to us that this is true. The person is otherwise a Frugiyid, a Shem Shabbos Yid, who doesn't have a previous record of Gedeva. If he's Tadeya, we assume that he's telling the truth. And the Mela, that's why Bari Bishema Bari Yada. This is one way to learn. That is a Svara, what we'll call a Birr. That if a person Tadeya must be, that I can't say must be, but it's most likely that he's telling the truth, and that's enough to be Mighty Mother. It's something of a Chiddush. But this is the Yeshua's Mahal. Yeshua's on Taisus, Ibrahim Afarapa. There's a second Mahalach which says in the Shari Yaisha of Shimon, Rabbi Chanan appears in the end of Yitzchak Gimel, appears to hold this way as well. They reject the idea that this is a bir. The truth is a shachabir. They don't tevel ken yeshlai. Every teveya should win. They say, it doesn't work on fear. It's not about the truth. It's what we'll call a kayach ha-taina. Kayach ha-taina means there's a certain way that Bezdin works. And the way Bezdin works is that if there's a Teveya, who's a Bari, he has the right to be Teveya. And he wins. Well, let me explain. If I come into bed, and I come into bed and I say, you owe me money. And you walk into Bezdin, and Bezdin says, it's true, and you refuse to answer. What's it been? You refuse to answer, you don't want me to say a word. Bezdin says, do you know? You just keep your mouth shut. As the lawyers tell you, just don't say anything, right? Don't say anything. America, you plead the fifth. What should be the deal with such a case? Person says nothing. It's certainly suspicious. Well, you have to realize that the machlokes is a bar v'shev a bar yadin. Then it appears that in this case, the one that's quiet will lose. And you can't just not say anything. There's a teveya. The Torah gives a right for someone to be teveya of someone else in Bezdin. Mi bal devarim yigash elai. Somebody who has a tviya has a right to go to Bezdin. And the Nitzah has to say an answer. He could say, I don't know, he could say, I don't remember, he could deny it, but he's got to say something. These Achrayim assume that if you come into business, almost today, you don't say a word. You lose. You lose. Why do you lose? You lose because there's any type of beer? It's not a beer. You lose because that's the way business works. Shtika Kaidah. We have a concept of Shtika Kaidah, Dami, in a way, this is really Shtika Kaidah. That this is shtika means if you're not saying anything, someone says he owes you money and you don't say a word. So this is shtika kaidah. This is the regular case of shtika kaidah. That if you say shtika kaidah, you're saying more. You're saying that being quiet is itself a riot. Itself a riot. Which may be. But what we're trying to what these achrayim are trying to say is that is you lose even without shtika kaidah, you lose because if someone says that you have to answer. You have to answer. Memela. If someone says any idea, so Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda Rav Huna hold. If someone says any idea, that's not saying anything. You lose. Why do you lose? Not because we're sure the other person's right, but because Klal Yisrael works with bed. Somebody has a right to be today or someone else to bed. And the Nitzvah doesn't say anything. So then that's, he loses. If that doesn't say anything, he loses. So Rav Huner, Rav Yehuda, that saying any day is the equivalent of saying nothing. There's no shtika kaidah any day. You're saying something, you're saying I don't know. But as far as the kayach ha-tayin and bezdin, the Torah gives the teveya right to be teveya, and he's entitled to an answer. Calls him out, you don't answer, what?
Isn't it?
Saying I forgot is not saying I forgot, at least according to the Tzadi Amar. Saying I forgot is not an answer. The Torah gives me a right to be today, you today. That means I'm entitled to an answer. I forgot is not an answer. I have an answer that I can. This is the way. Again, if you find the Shirei Reb Chaim from Chaim Shmuel Levitz, he's masber. The words I told you is basically the way he's masber. This mahalach of Shimon. Shimon says a very big kitzur. This is the mahalach. What does the other man, the Amar, hold? So we have two ekvur bar v'shava bar yadik. Good. Either it's a bearer or it's a kayach ha-tayim. Maybe you hold it's a bearer. So what's the machlokes? One of them holds it is a beer, one holds it's not. Easy machlokes. One holds it's enough of a proof, the other one's not enough of a proof. If you hold it kayach ha-tayin, what does the other one hold? What's the machlokes? Think it through. Kayach ha-tayin means I have a right to be teveya you in bed. You say, if you don't answer, you lose. You say any idea. So, the Madhya was his bar yadav hold that any idea is a good tayin. The one who holds not bar yadif, what does he do with that? What does he say? What? So what's that? That's why bar yadif. The one who holds bar yadif holds saying any day is not a time. The one who holds not bar yadif, you have a choice. You can go here two ways. You're following the whole. You're not following? We have a machlokes in the Gemara, two many others. Now we have two ways to learn the machlokes. They sure that they argue with the bearer. And Rav Shimon, Rav Chanan, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz learn they're arguing not if it's a bearer, but it's a kayach ha-tayin, which means to say that the Magen Yom says Bari Yadif holds that I have a kayach ha-tayin in bed. You have to answer me. The one says La Bari Yadif, what does he hold? So here Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz learns that he holds Ein Yadeh as a good answer. that any idea is a good answer. Not a stabber, that any idea is a good answer. Any idea is a China? I don't know what the China
is.
It's very different to saying I don't know and being quiet.
Being quiet
is a tradition. I don't know what saying is possible. Yeah, we're not working with Shtikai. The guy's saying I'm puffing. He says I'm puffing. They say I have borrowed from you. He doesn't even do the same. He is claiming that he's puffing. But he doesn't want to say, he doesn't want to answer the time.
Why else he wouldn't
want to answer? Maybe the truth is so unbelievable that everyone's going to laugh at him. Is there much of a difference between any other and being quiet? Who's a better crook? The one who says, I don't know, or the one who says, he's just quiet? Yeah, he's a better crook. So why is there better timing? He's a better crook. So hard. You're a professional, he says what you're saying. He says that any day of the argument, is it a time or isn't it a time? So he looks, right?
Why
is
the burden on you? I
don't
know you.
See, Rav Shach learns like this. Rav Shach learns everything the same as Rav Penshman Levitz, but this last Nakuda. The one who says Bari Shabbat Bari Yadiv, he agrees. He holds Krechatayna, the whole business. The one who says Lav Bari Yadiv, he learns that any day is talking not a good answer. But the Bari is not a good timer. The Bari has to have some type of riot to his word. You come into bed and you just say, you owe me money. The one who says, Lav Bari Yadiv, like Rav Shach, Rav Shach learns, he understands that the one who says, Lav Bari Yadiv, he says, what kind of Bari can't win? Oh, what's that? You just say, I owe you money. You say, I owe you money? That's enough to be Mechayim on it? Not enough to be Mechayim on it. Okay, so now, let's just sum up what we have. We have Machlech in the Gemara, Bari Bishama, Bari Yadif, or not. We have two ways to learn. And Yeshua's Mahalach is that the one who says Bari Yadif holds, in Adam Tevel, and King Yeshua, it's a beer. And the one who argues says, it's not a beer, it doesn't prove anything. And Yeshua's Mahalach. The problem with Yeshua's Mahalach is it's a chidish, to say it's a beer, just because I'm today, you added a... Right? The way the Rashi Yeshiva learned, all these I mentioned before, Shishina, right? Rav Chanan and Rav Shimon and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Rav Shach, they all learn that it's not a beer. It's not a mistake. Because the person says, they had approved this, right? No. They're arguing on the way Bezdin works. What we call Kayach HaTayna. The Kayach of the way Bezdin works. The one who says, Bari Yadif holds that that's the way that it works. If I'm Tevea, you must answer me. If you have no answer, I win. If you have no answer, I win. The person who holds Lav Bari Yadiv, so how does he disagree? So now we have two ways to learn Pshat Kech HaTayma. We have two ways to learn the man Yama Lav Bari Yadiv. Either like Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that he holds that any idea is a good answer. Or like Rav Shach says, it's not a good answer, but the Bari is not a good Bari either. A Bari without any Rai at all, that's called a Tzviya. So we have, Katatishif Eitzi Tzel, we have right away a few Mahalchim in the whole Sugya of Bari, B'Shem of Bari Yadid. Again, the basic Machlaikis is if it's a beer or if it's not a beer. There would be probably a nafkamina, most likely there would be a nafkamina between the two mahalkim. Lahalacha, we paskin, Bari Bishama Lad Bari Yadav. It means if your friend comes over to you and he says, you owe me $100, you say, I don't remember, you don't have to pay. I'm like, all right, you don't have to pay. What about Lotte Sidei Shemayim? Is there an Indian? both the Sidei Shemayim to pay. Is there any Sidei Shemayim? So I would L'chayra. It depends what's the position of the one who says Ma Bariyad. If the one who says Bariyad holds it to bearer, like Yeshua says, and the one who says La Bariyad holds, it's not a strong enough raya. He's by the Alkofanim. It's something of a raya. So then I could understand that Lassi Sidei Shemayim, you should be chayav to pay. The Shulchan Aruch says Lassi Sidei Shemayim, you should pay. If you hold it to bearer, they're arguing if it's a bearer, then I could understand it. If you hold the second mahalach, the kaych ha-taina, so someone comes to me and says, I owe him money. So my echa tesi, I should pay. Just because Bezin works that way. So we pass the rabbari yadis. And if I say any a day, it's good enough. Someone has not mistaver to tell him that you should pay latisi de shemay. If there's no beer at all, just the way Bezin works, then what if it's bari yadif holds Bezin works, you have to pay. Well, it says La Bari Yadif holds, he's like Rechesh Levitz or Shach, he goes, you don't have to pay. No, Mastavi, you have to pay Latis Yidei Shemayim. How should be totally in these two right, so this is the Machlaikis of Bari Vishem of Bari Yadif. We turn now to second Nekuda, and that is Taisus. Now, we're going to have to understand Taisus and then come back to plug it into Pnei Yeshua, and we'll call it Rav Shimon. Okay, we'll try to plug it in afterwards. But first, I just would like to learn with you, Pashit, the idea or the main concept of Taisus Dibra Masal Rachamim. Taisus asks from two sugyas, which hopefully I'll come back to discuss both of them if there's enough time. But because Taisus has difficulties, he comes to a Yechidish, which if you go to the wide lines, seventh wide line, the Eshleimer. Taisus here is from a place where an Gemara Rav Yehuda holds Bar Yishem of Bar Yadim, and another Gemara, he doesn't hold Bar Yadim. Why? The Eshleimer, the Hassan Bari Garua, the Shema type. Sometimes you have a Bari which is strong, and then you have a Bari which is weak. A Bari which is strong, and the Shema which is weak, then Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari Yadin. But where it's a Bari Garua and a Shema Tayyid, it's a weak Bari and a strong Shema, then Rabbi Yehuda's mind that we say Lav Bari Yadin. What defines a strong Bari and what defines a weak Bari? Follow along in Tayyid. It's Hasan Bari Garua and Shema Tayyid. Lafisha Hamazik Lai Hayasham Tayyid Zeh Bari. I come to you and I say, I lent you money. I'm sure. It's a Bari type. You know why? I know, if I'm lying, I know that you're just going to deny it. It's a Bari type. I'm taking a big risk. But if I come to you and I tell you, last night, your shar walked into my field and was magical. You were sleeping then. You're in bed. You see that Bari is a weaker Bari? Why? Huh? It doesn't take much guts for me to lie to your face and say something where you don't know the truth. Okay? If I say, you are mazik me, I know you know the truth, that's a Bari type. And you don't have guts. I'm saying, if I'm lying, it's a lot of guts to go to someone and say to his face, you are mazik me. But it takes zero guts to tell somebody, last night your shark walked into my field and was mazik. I know you don't know. When I know you don't know, that's called the Bari Garua. That's a Shvacha Bari. It's not such a good... That Bari's not a strong Bari. That's called the Bari Garua. Taishnah says that if it's a Bari Garua, the Bari doesn't win. Wait, anybody. You don't say Bari Yadav. Well, wait, that's not finished. The Shema could be good and bad. What's a good Shema? In the case of the animal, was magic. I say, your animal was magic last night. You say you don't know. That's a good shema. Because I don't expect you to know. Peasant doesn't expect you to know. But if I say I borrowed money from you, my bari is strong, and you deny it, that's a shvach shema, because you should know. When you should know, and you say Shema, that's a Shema Gerua. Our Gemara is the Bari Taiv and a Shema Gerua. That's why Bari Yadav. The Sheikhin over there by Mazik, it's a Bari Gerua and it's a Shema Taiv, and there we don't say Bari Yadav. Okay, this is Taisus. You hear Taisus in the Chalik between a Bari Taiv and a Bari Garua, and a Shema Taiv and a Shema Garua. Does this make more sense? You follow what I just told you? Understand what I'm telling you? There's two types of Bari. There's a Bari which is a strong Raya, the Bari which is a Shvacha Raya. The Taisus, a strong Raya of Bari, wins. Shvacha does. Does this Taisus make more sense like the Yeshua's Mahalach or the Rishon is Mahalach? Yeshua, I heard some Rishon. According to Pnei Yeshua, make sense? What does Pnei Yeshua say? Why does the Bari win? It's a strong timing. Bari wins, it's a strong tithe. Mevarer, and that's a Baron Kenyash. If you hold that a Bari is Mevarer, it's a proof, then tithe is beautiful. The Bari has to be a proof. So if it's a good Bari, it's a good proof. But if it's a Bari that any liar could say, then it doesn't prove anything. Tithe's chat fits better with the Pnei Yeshua. According to Rav Shimon, you see here it's a little bit of a problem because if you spoke to Rav Shimon, you probably disagree with what I'm about to tell you. But I think you'll agree with me that Taisus makes more sense with Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. According to Rav Shimon, that it's a din of Bezdin that Nibal Devarim Yigash Elai, that a person has a right to be today in Bezdin. So it doesn't make so much sense what Taisus says. If I have a right to come to Bezdin, so just like I have a right to come to Bezdin if I think you owe me money, I have a right to come to Bezdin if I think your shor was mazik my shor. That's the same thing. So I have a right to come to Bezdin. The truth is, Rav Chana says that Taisus sits better with the nation than it's a bearer. Because if it's a karchataina, then what does karchataina mean? It means that Moshe Rabbeinu told us the Abbatei Dinim, you have a tefillah, you come to bed, and you're entitled to an answer. And that's so, if your show was magic me last night, I come to bed and I say, so I'm entitled to an answer. So Taisus fits better with which? With the Yeshua's Mahalach. Fortunately, not everyone agrees with Taisus. The Rambam disagrees with Taisus. The Rambam holds there's no difference between a Bari Taiv and a Bari Gerua. The Rambam holds there's no chilek. Bari Taiv, Bari Gerua, it's all the same. The Rambam fits better with Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon's Mahalak, it's a Taka Mistaber not to be making chilek between a Bari Taiv and a Bari Gerua. So what we've done, what have we just accomplished? We've taken the Machlekes Acharonim and plugged it into our Machlekes Rishayim. And we're trying to make it work in a smooth way that we have two Mahalakim in the Sugya. The Mahalak of Taisus, which fits with the Yeshua's Mahalak. We have the Mahalak of the Rambam, which fits with Rav Shimon. And we have, at least I think, if we're working with our logic, with our Svara, we have a Mahalak in the Gemara which stands to reason, which stands to fact. This is the Aleph phase of the Sugya of Bari Rishon. You should say Karachatayna by Bari Gerua. That's why, if you say Karachatayna, what's Karachatayna mean? Karachatayna means the Torah gave a person a right to come to Bezdin. So that should apply in all cases. Bari Gerua should be no different. The only way it makes sense to make a chiluk is you owe the bearer, then it makes a lot of sense to make a chiluk. So what I tried to do is sort of to set things up. Okay, now a few kashas. First of all, the most famous kasha on this sugya is, I assume some of you have heard this before. If you don't remember the teretz, you should be ashamed. But don't admit it. If you don't remember, I even asked this, so that's okay. Any day has a good time. Tari v'shema bari yadav. Why don't we give the Shema a migu that he could have tied in body? The Shema should say, I have a migu, I could have tied in body. So why should I lose? Good timing, I don't know. Huh? Jehovah bari the Shema bari yadav, if the bari beats the Shema. The Shema could have said he's a bari. The answer. Maishi, you must have heard of it. Remember the answer? This time you remember, right? It's really a klut kasha, that's the point. It's not a lamdish kasha. It's a klut kasha, which has to be a level lamd in the chaf. Why? What? He has a meagle. Yeah? The Shema has a meagle. What does it mean to have a meagle? Huh? Migu means we believe you because you could have said something else. The Shema, he has a migu. We believe him. He's a Shema. The truth is he doesn't need a migu. We believe him. He's a Shema anyway. You see what's happening? Huh? The Shema has a migu. The Shema has a migu. But the Shema Taka has a migu. That's not going to help him anything because what is a migu? What is a migu do? The migu makes that you believe in what you're saying now because you could have said something else. So the migu is, believe me, I'm a Shema. And the migu, I could have said, I'm a bari. So that's a ridiculous question because we talk about believe you're a Shema. You don't need things to help you prove that we believe you. We believe you're a Shema. A migu only gives you an emunah for what you're saying. Okay, you don't understand. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? A Shema, someone comes to Bezin and says, I don't remember. And believe me, I don't remember because I could have said I remember. So we tell him, okay, you have a migu. We believe you, you don't remember. It doesn't help him much because we believe him anyway. Hmm? You guys understand what I'm talking about? Hmm? Nice, huh? At least five yeses. Huh? And see why the klut kasha. Bari the Shema has a migu. He could have said he's a bari, but it doesn't help him because all the migu does is give you that you're a Shema.
Yeah.
What? He's a mnemonist that he's a Shema. You already have a mnemonist, you're a Shema. And you have a migu, we believe you're a Shema. So what? Right, that's a klut kasha, which you can catch most people. But is a good kasha that Yeshua asks here, which makes waves. Yehovah bari v'shema bari yadav. Why do you need a parsha in the Torah? A hashavas aveda. What's a hashavas aveda? I find an aveda. I don't know who it is. I don't know. Someone comes out with me and says, it's my aveda. Return it to me. Do I have to give it back to him? Huh? Do I have to give it back to him? He's got to give me a simon. If he gives me a simon, I give it back to him. Parsha Nitzayim. What's fair? First of all, why do I need a parsha Nitzayim that it's needed that with a simon I give it back? He's a bari and I'm a shema. And second of all, even without a simon, let's say he says I recognize that it's mine. So, shouldn't I give it back to him? Because the Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav. Why do we need a Parsha V'Shem today? What? The finder is a Shema. I don't know if it's yours or not. I found it. find a note that's not his own. He's not sure if someone comes and claims it. Someone says, I'm sure it's mine. The finder knows it's not his. So why does he have to return it? He's trying to answer the second question without the first. Still sure, why do you need a parson? He said, without a simin, how are you sure? Why don't you say you recognize it? Yeah, but you recognize it. Maybe it's a sign, not a real bari. Maybe he could get around to make sure the second kasha that way. That's not a real bari. But the first kasha, so why do I need a parson to tell you of simanim? It's bari v'shem over the simin. He's certainly a bari. So why do I need a parson to tell you of bari v'shem of simanim? It's bari v'shem of bari yadiv. So why is there a parson to tell you of returning an avedu with simanim? Mike Tyson is it's not a kasha. Why? Is it a bari garua? Certainly a bari garua. Mike Tyson is no kasha. Because according to Tyson, it's a bari garua. Because the person who says, I'm sure it's mine, knows that the finder doesn't know if it's sure or not. So according to Tysus, it's very good. It's a bari garua. If it's a bari garua, it doesn't win. But according to the Rambam Shita, even a bari garua is a bari. So the kasha is practically a shua, so the kasha remains. In both cases, the bari is garua. He's talking to someone whom he knows doesn't know the truth. So that you need to tell it. To tell you Simonim is good. The kasha was, what do you need Simonim for? It should be enough outside his bari. What? It's a different kasha. You know, it's not bari the shem. You're asking, isn't Simonim a logical thing? Hopefully, hopefully help to answer that. But right now, the Pnei Shua says, like, Taisa, this is not Shver. But like the Rambam in Shver. Siyasayim is only for a cover. We don't give it a Siyasayim. Maybe, really, in Svara, the Rambam will say that Bari always wins. And the Chiddush of Ashor Tzaveid is just the opposite. That you need a Siman. That you need a Siman. For Teretz, you hear Teretz? Saying a Teretz, then maybe, without the Parsha, I would have said Bari wins even without a Siman. The Teretz is saying you need some money. Like a good tariff. Right now it sounds like a good tariff. I don't know. Many Achrenim talk about this. Reb Shimon, Reb Chanan is a chavis base of the Kovitz Yurim, Simin Hay. They say that for Bari Vishema to be Bari Adis, the Ikar is the Bari or the Ikar is the Shema? You both. For Bari Vishema to be Adis, you need that one Baal Din says Bari, the other one says Shema. One without the other doesn't do the trick. Right? It's got to be a Bari and a Shema in order for it to work. Okay. For example, there's a case of Manashlishi. The case of Manashlishi is a case where two people give me a pakad and they give me $300. One of them gives me 100, one of them gives me 200, they give it to me all together in one box. So one gave me 100, one gave me 200. I said, the case of Manashlishi in the Mishnah is they come back, and both of them claim the 200. Both of them claim the 200, so that's the machlokes what to do. What happens if one is a bari? One says the 200 is mine, and the other one is a shem. The other one is not sure. But the Ramban says, so we give it to the bari. We give it to the bari. The bari wins over the shem. Is that it? The bari wins against the shem. What would happen if the person was holding the 300, and one person comes to claim the money, and he says the 200 is mine, and the other person's not here yet, he didn't return, two people went on a trip, one person comes back, and he says the 200 is mine, and the person holding it doesn't know which one gave the 200. Did you say Bari Bishem or Bari Yadav? What? But the one holding it is a shema. What is he?
He's a
shimer, he's like a box. He's a understand that? Can I start it to you? Again, by Manashlishi. Somebody, two people gave me money. One gave me 200, one gave me 100. I don't know which is which. If they both come in front of me, one says Bari and the other says Shema, I give the 200 to the Bari. If one comes alone and he says, I'm sure the 200 is mine, do I give it to him? No. I am a Shema and he's a Bari. What's the answer? The answer is, I'm not the Baal Tavar here. I'm not the Baal Tavar. It's not mine. I'm the Shimer. I don't claim it's mine. My Shema doesn't count for anything. If you say Bari, the 200 is yours. Let's wait till the other Baal Davar comes, and we'll see what he says. And if he says he's a Shema, you'll win. If not, not. But the Shema of the Kadin, his Shema doesn't count as a Shema. Isn't that a Davar on the Sabbath? And the Nela, the same thing, Bein Aveda. Exactly the same thing. Who's the interior between Bein Aveda? I found the Aveda. It's definitely not mine. So you come with a sin. You come with a sin. You're a bari. Who am I? Who are holding it for? It may belong to someone else in the world who didn't come yet. That's not a shema, because I don't know if it's yours. That doesn't create a shema. The interior is that between me and you. You claim bari. Person connected you with someone else in the world, the rest of the world, someone who might claim it also. That's not a case of Bari the Shema. Because there is no Shema. The Shema didn't come to business. So by an Aveda, the person who claims the Aveda is a Bari. But there's nobody against him. There's no Shema coming to fight with him. The other person didn't come, didn't hear about it. If there's another person. Memela. That's not a case of Bari the Shema. Because the person holding the Aveda is just a box. Just a box holding it until the person comes to get it. His taina is not a taina. He's not a Baal Tavar. It's a taina. So Mimela comes out that the Bari doesn't win. This is Rabbi Chanan's teretz. So in a nutshell, what's Rabbi Chanan's teretz? What's the clue of Rabbi Chanan's teretz? What? Not a case of Bari v'shama because you need both. You need the Shema too. That's Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Now, halakhah, Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Are you ready for this? Rabbi Chanan's teretz, you understand before? Huh? The question is Rabbi Chanan's teretz fit better according to the Pnei Yeshua or according to the way Abba Chanan himself learned the sugya? No question, I think, yeah. So that it's because of the Bari, it's not because of the Shema. The Bari wins because of the Bari. According to the Rav Shimon, why does the Bari win? It's a din of Kreach HaTayna. I have a Kreach to go to Beis Din and Tayna. The Bachmanon fits so much better, according to his Rav Shimon's Mahalo, that it's, we're talking about Kreach HaTayna in Beis Din. I have a right to be Tavei in Beis Din. That's why a Bari wins. It's fine. I have a right to be Tavei in Beis Din, but I have to wait for the other person to come also. According to Rav Chanan, Rav Shimon, Bari B'Shemes, Bari Yizadis, not just because of the Bari, but because of the Shema. So you need the Shema in Beis Din. So if this Teretz fits better, I don't say it doesn't fit with the Pnei Yeshua, but it fits much better with Rav Shimon or Rav Chanan's own Mahalo, that the whole thing is a Kreach HaTayna in Beis Din. It's the way Beis Din works. So if it's the way Beis Din works, then the Teretz makes a lot of sense. You need the other person to Tayna connected it. Now this is fine because we already had one teretz on the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua said that my teretz is, it's not shrek, it's kasha. And we explained that teretz goes that it's a beer. The other beer, you have the first teretz, Pnei Yeshua's teretz. That it's a migo, it's a bari garua. This whole Rav Chanan was coming to answer according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, who goes anyhow with Rav Shimon's Mahalo. So we had this teretz, this Rav Shimon's Mahalo, it's very gishmak. In other words, according to the Mahalach of Birur, we said Taisus holds like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a Birur. So Taisus holds like the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Birur. We said that this Kasha from Aveda never started according to this approach. Kasha never started according to this Mahalach. The Kasha only starts according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, who's not Mahalach between a Bari Taiv and a Bari Garua. According to that, it's very good that that this teretz fits with the Mahalach of the Rambam, which is the Mahalach of Kreach HaTayna. So we have today's year, we have basically three steps. And I know that a lot of you are in the middle of final season, but I hope you'll take the time to digest the basic three steps that we discussed today. Basically, just these accoutrements, which follow each other, and in conclusion, just try to sketch it for you. And you'll see, we discussed today basically the Man Yamu says Bari Yad. Okay, so the whole Bari Yad is, he says, what is that Man Yamu, Bari Yad? We have two Mahalas. Either Pnei Yeshua's Mahalas, that's the Birur, or we'll call it Rav Shimon, the only Rav Shimon's Mahalas, that's the Kreach HaTayna. Now, what we said was that it's more mistaber that our Taisus is Kiddush. Taisus says that it has to be a Bari type, not a Bari Guru. This chiluk, that Bari Yadin is only the Bari type, fits better with which approach? Taisus's approach. The Mahalach of Taisus, that there has to be Daska, a Bari type, fits better with the Pnei Yeshua. It has to be a bearer. There has to be a good bari, right? The Rambam Shita, that it works with any bari, even a bari garua, makes a lot of sense according to Rav Shimon. Because if it's a Kreach HaTayna, it means it's the way Beis Din works. If it's the way Beis Din works, well, then it's a good bari and not a good bari. Beis Din works, and if I have a bari, I win. Yeah. The Yeshua's Kasha from Aveda. Why do I need the parsha of Aveda? The Pnei Yeshua said right away that the Pnei Yeshua's kasha from Aveda is not shver by Taisus. It's not shver from Taisus. Why? Because it's a bari garua by Aveda. So the case of Aveda, we said right away the Pnei Yeshua said, right, according to Taisus, we had right away a Taisus. The kasha of Aveda never saw it. Pnei Yeshua himself said that the kasha of Aveda is only shver like the Rambam. Pnei Yeshua has a kasha like the Rambam. So Rav Chanan's teretz
here, compared to Rabbi Chana, which is a Rabbi Chana's teretz only has to make sense by his mahalach, like the mahalach of Kaya Hatayim. This teretz, Rabbi Chana said, that the only time a bari wins is because there's a shema against him, and the shema doesn't come to bed, and the bari doesn't win. That is better in itself, fearer that it unto them can yeshua. But if you hold Kaya Hatayim, the Rabbi Chana said, the bari works because there's a shema against the bari. That's the reason that the bari works. So these three steps in bari b'shema, I hope you'll take the time to chazer and to understand the basic two mahalchim in bari b'shema. Before we move on, I think it's good.